Okay, so I've just used the Ecosilo gel, and I want to firstly see, well, firstly how well it defines the coils on my hair, and secondly, I want to see if it is good at keeping my hair nice and flat and not frizzy. So I'm working here with a piece of, well, I'm showing a piece of my hair which is dry and freshly washed, and we can see what happens when I put the Ecostyler gel in. It actually defines my hair strands, and it actually helped to define the coils in my hair as well. So that was a good thing, and that's what I wanted. The only negative thing that I found is that after a while, once it dried, it just felt stiff. It felt horrible. So I'm thinking maybe next time put some oil in it or something. Maybe use a bit of the grapeseed oil, or I don't know, something like that. Like that might work. In terms of hold, yes, it really helped to hold my hair and slick it down, and it also provided great shine. The strange thing about this time is that it actually provides shine and doesn't make it dry when it's brushed flat down. But when I leave it out for the ends to curl up on itself, it's weird because it just it goes dry and goes funny. So it seems to just want to look nice and shiny and smooth when it's flat down. I don't know, it's weird. But that's the review on the Ecostyler gel, and I really, really like using that product. As I said, it can be a bit drying, so I would, next time I'd use it, I'd probably use a bit of grapeseed oil or some olive oil or castor oil or something, or maybe even my Cantu shea butter. Speaking of Cantu shea butter, the next entry I do will actually be a review on that, and I'm looking to see how well it moisturizes my hair. And the Cantu shea butter is actually a leave-in conditioner, so yeah, we'll see how that goes.